From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The proposed U.S. Defense Secretary talks about Russia. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense testifying and continues to testify at a Senate confirmation hearing, while the same committee will consider legislation necessary to make him eligible for the job. Retired General James Mattis testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. It is expected to give him approval. Mattis was asked how he would deal with Russia in light of that nation's incursions in Eastern Europe and alleged cyber hacking.
Since Yalta, we have a long list of times that we've tried to engage positively with Russia. We have a relatively short list of successes in that regard. And I think right now the most important thing is that we recognize the reality of what we deal with Mr. Putin, and we recognize that he is trying to break the North Atlantic Alliance, and that we take the steps, the integrated steps, diplomatic, economic, military, and the alliance steps, the working with our allies to defend ourselves where we must.
Mattis would become the first career military member to lead the Pentagon in more than 50 years. He retired from the U.S. Marine Corps in 2013 after serving as the head of U.S. Central Command and leading forces during the war in Afghanistan and two wars in Iraq. A law bars military officers from becoming defense secretary until they've been retired for 7 years, so Congress will have to pass an exception for Mattis. Senate Armed Services Committee was scheduled to discuss that exception immediately after the confirmation hearing. Also taking place today, Senate Committee confirmation hearings on Donald Trump's nominees for those who would like to lead the CIA and the Department of Housing and Urban Development.